Listening Library presents Who Was Ida B. Wells? By Sarah Fabany. Read for you by Robin Eller. Who Was Ida B. Wells? Ida B. Wells was born to Elizabeth and James Wells on July 16, 1862. They both were enslaved on a farm in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Because her parents were slaves, that meant Ida was born enslaved too. But on January 1, 1863, when Ida was less than 6 months old, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The Civil War between the North and the South was still raging. The proclamation granted freedom to all slaves who lived in Southern states fighting against the North. When the Civil War was finally over in 1865, slavery ended in all of the United States. Now, freed slaves were allowed to attend school. They could learn how to read and write. Before that, teaching enslaved people to read and write had been against the law. Ida's parents had never been to school, but they knew how important it was for their children to get an education. Ida later said, "Our job was to go to school and learn all we could." Ida loved school. She got good grades and read every book she could get her hands on. By the time she was 6 years old, she could read very well. Ida's father used to invite his friends over to the Wells' house. The men would talk about all kinds of things, including what it was like to have been enslaved. Ida's father and his friends also discussed how they were still treated badly, even though they were now free men.